Call the budget hearing to order on August 25th, 2025 at 6:15 PM. Please rise.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, roll call Grandaw here, Gracie.
Here.
Idwell.
Here.
Cherry. Hanson.
Here.
DeShane.
Here.
Seibert.
Here.
All right, number four, approval of the agenda.
I make a motion.
Motion by Chris.
I'll second.
Seconded by Kim. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. Five, financial report and presentation of 2025-2026 budget.
In your board packets, everyone should have received the proposed budget. In there, I'll just start with the annual meeting. This is kind of how everything is looking. The audit is still not complete, so these are not audited numbers yet. But for our fund, our general fund, Fund 10 and 11, we're looking at an ending balance of $4,589,876.43, which is a $252,000 hit to the fund balance. Most of that is all the extra projects. We have the boiler, which was $126,000 out of that from last year, and then also vehicles and all that. So that's what most of that is. It actually came in better than what I had initially anticipated, so that's a positive.
Yeah.
Also, they wanted us to spend it down a little bit.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, they've been wanting us to spend it down, and we have been the last few years now. So we're still pretty good.
Yep. Okay.
Special projects, that's our Fund 21, there's $344,793.48. Special education's zero. That is the fund that we have to zero out. We have to make it full off of our general fund. Our debt service fund, which is new due to the referendum this year, we have $519,144.58. Capital funds project, or capital projects fund, which is our Fund 49, that's $24,182,590.08. Food service, $298,417.43, and then community ed, $103,888.08, for a total of all funds of $30,038,710.08. So that's how the end of 24-25 is kind of looking. Like I said, the audit is not complete yet fully, but those are going to be pretty close. Are there any questions on that? The next sheet is the proposed budget for this year. Again, please just keep in mind, numbers are not close yet to even being right. So when everyone sees this $1.5 million hit to the budget, we're really hoping it isn't going to come in like that, but based on expenses from last year to this year, I kind of just mirrored them. And then again, we don't have all of our revenues in there yet, just because we don't have it from the state and all that yet. So the proposed budget for the general fund, again, yes, there is a $1.5 million hit to that. We try to budget higher than lower, so hopefully, as I said, it won't be like that.
Right.
So again, the beginning fund balance of the $4,589,876.43. Looking at an ending balance of $3,261,302.43. And you can see on the sheet there are all the other funds also. Are there any questions on that? That's a great thing. On the next page, is just kind of more of a breakdown of your revenues and the expenses that we're anticipating. So we're looking at total revenues of $36,611,588 for all funds. And then the total expenditures for all funds is $38,112,554. Again, showing in Fund 10, it's actually a $1.3 million hit to the fund balance. And then, on the other funds, a $562,000 hit. And our debt funds would actually have an increase of $390,000. Again, the numbers are not close to done. That's what our October 15th will be, a lot more closer to where things will be. So again, for a total of $1.5 million loss. And the next few pages there are just kind of more of a breakdown per fund. Again, Fund 10, revenues of $11,640,459. Expenses of $12,969,033. Fund 21 is our donations / scholarships, so that's what that fund is made up of now. Revenues of $105,850. Expenses of $89,337. Again, Fund 27, which we do have a little bit of an increase to our special ed, but it still kind of all washes out. So hopefully we won't have to take as much for a transfer. But Fund 10 has to, again, make Fund 27 in whole, so we do have to do a transfer every year. So revenues, we're looking at $1.9 million, and expenses, again, $1.9 million, because those have to, they have to be below. Fund 39, again, that is our debt for the referendum. So revenues of $4.9 million, and then expenses of $4.5 million. Fund 49, that's what we used for all of our expenses for the referendum. $17,250,000 for revenue, and then expenses of $17,728,000. Fund 50 is our food service. Last year, we actually did not have to do any transfer for the 24-25 year. We were in the positive, so we did not have to do any transfer out of Fund 10, which was a good thing, because it was our first year on CEP. This year, we did hire a new position.
Yeah, part-time.
So with the added expense there and increase of food costs and all that, I put a $10,000 transfer in from Fund 10. I don't know if we're going to need it, but I am at least anticipating something. So revenues of $646,000 and expenses of $740,000. And then our Fund 80, revenue of $64,000 and expenses of $69,000. Are there any questions on that? Again, these numbers are quite preliminary. There are a few numbers that we do have, but not too many.
Yeah. Yeah. Obviously, we're trying to anticipate expenses for the coming year. So we look at last year's to try to anticipate that. And then on the revenues coming in from state and federal dollars, and even though the budget has passed, with, as Sarah mentioned, with the October meeting where we actually set the levy, that's where then we'll have our third Friday count. We'll have much more concrete numbers. Right now it's looking like enrollment is up, but there's lots of time between now and third Friday in September. So we don't know for sure. Again, Sarah mentioned that our budget has to make our special ed Fund 27 whole. With the state budget, they increase the reimbursement rate for special education from 30% to 42%. But generally it's not actually calculated by the percent. They state it as a percent, but it's a set dollar amount that is budgeted towards special education. If the total cost of special education in the entire state goes up, that reimbursement is actually lower than what they anticipated. So we don't know. Like, they put more money towards special ed, so hopefully that means coming out of our Fund 10, we'll have to put less money into that. So that number should give us some back. We, again, as Sarah stated, try to over anticipate our expenses, under anticipate our revenues. So it makes it look like, you know, we have a bigger gap and it comes in shorter. We'd rather think that there's going to be a bigger loss and have a smaller loss versus the opposite way. So worst case scenario, it's looking like that, which we're looking to spend down our fund balance. Not quite that dramatically, but...
not all at once.
Yeah, not all at once. But at the same time, there's a lot of unknowns and we'll have a much better picture at the October meeting when we set the actual levy. We will know much more of what's coming in. So.
And Kelly and I, we did have an exit conference with our auditors.
Yes.
And they saw that we have the $252,000 loss this year. But they know we are spending our fund balance mm-hmm. down. They already asked if we anticipated one, and I said, yeah. So they know what we're even anticipating. I said, I don't think that's going to be what it is.
Yeah.
But they're well aware also of what we're doing. And so they even said they felt that we were still in a comfortable position.
And when do you think they're going to finish that?
We set to do the report at
November's
meeting.
Yeah.
We set the date for them, and I don't remember if it was November. So,
yeah,
so they'll actually give it.
It's actually 2 months early. Usually we don't do it until January. But this year they're really pushing things up as much as they can. So
I was just trying to anticipate when they're going to want me to come in and meet with
them. Actually, I don't know. They've already been here and gone. They were here last week.
Well, she sent me a letter.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, I'm not sure on that then.
Okay.
But I know November is set to, the
do
November
the
board meeting is to go over the audit.
Okay. Okay, budget Mike. Hearing. Mike? Got any questions, buddy? All right, 7. I'll take a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion.
Motion by Sunny.
Sure.
Who seconded it?
Corey.
His voice went up a little.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. We're adjourned at 6:27.